Carpathia. Received Titanic's distress signal at 12:20 a.m. on April 15th, 1912. She was 58 miles away, a distance that absolutely could not be covered in less than 4 hours. Upon being woken by a wide-eyed radio operator, Carpathia's captain, Rostron, rolled out of bed instantly, confirming the signal and ordering his ship to Titanic's aid before he was fully dressed. The man had never in his life responded to an emergency call. His goal tonight was to make sure nobody who heard that fact would ever believe it. All of Carpathia's lifeboats were swung out ready for deployment. Oil was set up to be poured off the side of the ship in case the sea turned choppy. Oil would coat and calm the water near Carpathia if that happened, making it safer for lifeboats to draw up alongside her. He ordered lights to be rigged along the side of the ship so survivors could see it better, and had nets and ladders rigged along her sides, ready to be dropped when they arrived, in order to let as many survivors as possible climb aboard at once. Perhaps it was optimistic to prepare for there being survivors in the deathly frigid water. I think he knew they were never going to get there in time for that. I think he did it anyway because, God, you have to hope. Carpathia's three dining rooms were immediately converted into triage and first aid stations. Each had a doctor assigned to it. Hot soup, coffee, and tea were prepared in bulk in each dining room, and blankets and warm clothes were collected to be ready to hand out. By this time, many of the passengers were awake. Prepping a ship for a disaster relief isn't quiet. And all of them stepped up to help, many donating their own clothes and blankets. And then he did something I tend to refer to as diverting all power from life support. Here's the thing about steamships. They run on steam. Shocking, I know. But that steam powers everything on the ship. And right now, Carpathia needed power. So Rostron turned off hot water and central heating, which bled valuable steam power to everywhere but the dining rooms, which of course were being used to make hot drinks and receive survivors. He woke up all the engineers, all the stokers and firemen, diverted all that steam back into the engines, and asked his ship to go as fast as she possibly could. And when she'd done that, he asked her to go faster. I need you to understand that you simply can't push a ship very far past its top speed. Pushing that much sheer tonnage through the water becomes harder with each extra knot above the speed it was designed for. Pushing a ship past its rated speed is not only reckless, it's difficult to maneuver, but it puts an incredible amount of strain on the engines. Ships are not designed to exceed their top speed by even one knot. They can't do it. It cannot be done. Carpathia's absolute do or die. The engines can't take this anymore. Top speed was 14 knots. Dodging icebergs in the dark and the cold, surrounded by mist, she sustained a speed of almost 17 and a half. No one would have asked this of them. It wasn't expected. They were almost 60 miles away, with icebergs in their path. They had a responsibility to respond. They did not have a responsibility to do the impossible and do it well. No one would have faulted them for taking more time to confirm the severity of the issue. No one would have blamed them for a slow, cautious approach. No one but themselves. They damn near broke the laws of physics, galloping north headlong into the dark in the desperate hope that if they could shave an hour, half an hour, 5 minutes off their arrival time, maybe for one more person, Those 5 minutes would make the difference. I say to you, three people had died by the time the crew of the Carpathia lifted them from the lifeboats. For all we know, in another hour it might have been more. I say they made all the difference in the world. This ship and her crew received a message from a location they could not hope to reach in under 4 hours. Just barely over 3 hours later, they arrived at Titanic's last known coordinates. Half an hour after that, at 4 a.m., they would finally locate the first of the lifeboats. It would take until 8:30 in the morning for the last survivor to be brought on board. Passengers from Carpathia universally gave up their berths, staterooms, and clothing to the rescuees, assisting the crew at every turn and sitting with the sobbing survivors to offer whatever comfort they could. In total, 705 people of Titanic's original 2,208 were brought onto Carpathia alive. No other ship found survivors. At 12:20 a.m. on April 15th, 1912, there was a miracle on the North Atlantic. And it happened because a group of humans, some of them strangers, many of them only passengers on a small and unimpressive steam liner, looked at each other and decided, "I cannot live with myself if I do anything less. The least we can do is remember them for it."